What has the UBC Learning Exchange done for me? I think it's made me a happier person. I'm more at ease as a human being. And even when I wasn't happy, even when I was crying all the time, this is a place that was safe for me to be who I was, right? Mm-hmm. And it also, it's also a place where, I'm watching 20-year-old kids with bright futures coming in and working and stuff like that, and I'm saying, well, I don't have a hell of a lot more than you do. How come I'm not part of that future, And it's just like, it makes you see that there's more. Because when you walk out of the UBC, everywhere there's nothing. There's nothing. When you come in here, you see people's lives, and it has an impact on you. Why, if you're doing it all, why can't I do it? So, to me, it's been inspirational.
Just that diversity and the fact that you're in a group of people who are doing interesting things and
that I can relate to.
And that you can relate to.
Yeah, because I've known people in other organizations, known for 10 years. I wouldn't know what kind of a conversation to have with them. Because the only kind of conversations we ever have are am I following the rules or something day-to-day stuff that has nothing to do on a personal level.
Yeah.
Here we're chit-chatting all the time like we're friends. Yeah. Well, there's still that distance. We're not really friends, but we're still, in a sense, we're friends.
Yeah. So how do you think that atmosphere of a sanctuary was created? Like, why... do you think being part of the university has been important? Do you think it's the staff? Do you think it's
I think there's a sort of a critical mass of people here. I'm not sure if that still exists, but who are searching what had gone wrong with their lives, how they can better their lives, and who had questions and who was looking for answers and had time and space for each other. And that was supported by the entire structure of the university being here in a pleasant environment. And I think when you bring people together and when they start being able to express themselves and they still start building bonds, then you start to realize that there is a way for you to grow as an individual as opposed to being passively watching things or passively or aggressively railing against this or railing against that. For me, the beauty of it was a place where I could grow as a human being, whether it was on an emotional level, which initially it was just like a lot of emotional support for me, or whether it be on intellectual quest or academic quest.
Mm-hmm. And so the emotional support was coming from the other guys in the drop-in.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you're thinking more of the old drop-in more so than...
Well, at that time, I was a different space. I was here every day, and I was here for hours. And now I'm primarily coming to do my facilitation, and once in a while I come downstairs to read a book. But I don't...
You're in a different space.
Yeah, I'm in a different space.